Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I'm really struck by this passage from John today in our readings. It says, so the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe." Now, this is also, this follows the reading, the first reading today, which is about the impact of the disciples, the followers of Jesus, shortly after Stephen's martyrdom, right? So Christianity is starting to take hold, and the power of the Holy Spirit is transforming the world, and thousands of people are coming to know the love of God through the believers. And in the gospel passage, we have these people questioning him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." And Jesus' answer to them is, "I told you, and you do not believe." How many times has God made his love known, the reality of his love for us known in our lives? How many times does he have to say it to us? And so I find that in the church, as I am around people, like I get to work with so many people all the time in all different areas of their faith and dealing with all kinds of different things and learning and growing. I've met some of the most well-formed people in the faith, all the way to people who are so hungry and lack even the desire to grow in their faith. At times, like they're longing for it, but they don't even yet really know it. But there's something different. There's also, I guess, the primary audience of people that I meet is there's the people who are maybe in the church, involved in the church, serving within the church. And then there's the people who get it. Like there are the people whose lives, when they speak, when they act, when they live their lives out of this faithfulness to God, knowing who he is and what he has done, the people around them change. This is what we see in this first reading. Like we get to see this. This is a beautiful time in the church to see what can happen when we become a believer, that the Holy Spirit in us sets the world on fire. And so If you're like me, like there are times where I'm living out my faith and I'm trying and I feel like I'm doing a good job day to day, but things aren't really changing around me. You know, I wonder, is God really using me? Is God really active in me? If he is, the world around us will change. We have to learn to be let to allow ourselves to be caught by the Spirit. And today we have to answer that question. We've been listening to the Good Shepherd really since Sunday about listening to the voice and being one of his followers. And today we're starting to get put to that test, really. Jesus starts to pose that question on us. He has told us. We do know the power of his love. So why do we doubt? So today, let us take some time to reflect on why. Are we a believer? Do we really believe this or not? And if we do, then why don't we believe it always? What causes us to stop believing? What causes us to question his love for us? And as we go through this week of Good Shepherd, like, we have to pay really close attention to those voices, those things in our lives that are causing us to question the love of God. If you're listening to this podcast, you know the love of God. I have great confidence that you know and have come to experience the love of God. And we have to reject, we have to run far from any voice, any distraction, any noise that causes us even for a second to question if Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Let us pray. God, thank you. Thank you for the gift of your love. Give us the hearts of gratitude that can look back and remember always the great things that you have done for us. And in difficult moments, to never despair. To never listen to the voices telling us otherwise, but to have faith in your promise. Lord, help us to trust you and to know you and to believe in you in every moment and every place. Help us to know that you are indeed with us always. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.